Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Welcome to another special episode of the Rust Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
Helen Gould.
Ben Noda.
And special guest...
Grant Howard.
And everything's going weird. It's all going weird. We are...
covered in bees!
I mean, God, I don't even know how to summarise it. You're
covered
in train
in
hell? I mean, honestly, for this one, it is worth just going back a couple of episodes. And yes. This is not a joke.
As I always say, you've listened to it. And if you haven't, why are you listening to this one? Go and listen to the other
one. Normally, I would criticise Ben in this specific case, I'm afraid. Like, you only have to go back, like, a few episodes.
The bees make sense in context.
So I hand over to you, Grant.
We are in the Vermisian, the grand failed ghost train network. You have been plunged into it by the ostensibly helpful actions of your wizard.
I'm buzzing with helpfulness.
No,
I'm just liking Lydia ostensibly helpful, Nicholas.
Actually, sorry. Before we do that, the scene in the auditorium is one of panic and chaos. Uh-oh. The director is yelling about heresy!
It's bloody drow! I can't trust them to act! And people are trying to sort of calm him down and brute and sort of, oh, it's all okay. And like, and basically, like, he's being played off stage. And like, and a lot of people are sort of like,
Big hook comes on.
It's like trying to do dancing, and like some people are freestyling. The audience do not know what's happening. This is not in the cards. And also, one of the leading actresses has died, and everyone was has gone. Everyone was really excited for the for the 17-man fight scene coming up next.
Yep.
17-man, one woman fight scene where she uses a bow and arrow to shoot people through the face. However, yeah, that's all in tumult and chaos, and they start to evacuate the arena as this. All right, show's over, folks. Show's over. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
The chaos, can I grab Redweather and find us a door into the Vermissian?
There are entrances around. It's going to take you a little while to get there.
Okay,
that's fine.
Cool.
Back door is instantaneous. Go.
Yeah.
But you awaken, Monsoon. Your chest is so sore it doesn't hurt anymore. It's probably the best way I can describe it. There's a sort of white ringing numbness in your ears, and Jessica is standing over you. It's sitting over you, like trying to slap you back to health. You're on the last train. There is one functioning train in the Vermissian, and this is it. It cannot stop. They don't know how to stop it. Sometimes it uses tracks. As you, the camera pans up from you, and you can see the front half of the train has largely been turned into a shrine to try and beseech the train, to try and understand what it wants, and then try to get people, trying to get it to go somewhere. And people, there are a lot of guys wearing, they've got goggles and overall robes. Imagine like a stoker's apron, but also a priest robe. They're wearing that, and they got these heavy gloves. If they stoke it, if they put coal into it and, you know, various other fuels, it gets less angry. It doesn't slow down or speed up, it just seems to get less angry. And so you are on the back of this, and there's a guy who looks emaciated and malnourished, just staring at the pair of you.
this is all in the face.
How much can I, like, breathe and stuff?
You're dying.
Sure.
You're a long way from home, aren't you, boy?
Yeah, you just spit up some blood.
You're very long way from home. You fell in out the roof.
Jessica.
The train has provided us with these two new converts. You, boy.
He reaches forward and grabs your face, and Jessica's trying to get in, so she's grabbing.
You have seen the majesty of the train. You fell from above, and you were caught in its loving embrace.
Now, Ben, you are dying. Well, Monsoon, you are dying. Ben, I don't know how you're doing health-wise.
Alright.
You're alright, yeah. I mean, we're all dying.
Oh, well, yeah.
But you're dying at normal speed.
Yeah.
But Monsoon, you're dying hella fast.
Yeah.
You've picked up the dying fallout, and this gives you two choices. One, you do one last thing. You get to roll with mastery, because it's the last thing you ever do.
Yep.
And then you die.
Yep.
Or two, you cling onto life and lose something important. Now, probably won't work it out right now, because I want to do a little bit more chatting, but let's talk about this. Have that in your head. That's like you have the power to do that thing.
Sure.
And Jessica turns to the guy who's taken off his goggles, and you can see he's blinded in both eyes. You get the impression he still knows where your eyes are.
Yeah,
it's a bit weird. And she turns to him, puts her hand on the back of his head, and all of his teeth fall out. You can see just his exposed pink gums. He's too stunned to work out what's going on. Some more of those moths like flutter out of her mouth and get dragged away by the train wind, and she just sort of gently pushes him off you.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Look, We were going to destroy the arena. We're going to blow it up. I'm not everything you think I am. I fell in with this group of people called their church, I suppose. And you know how gods... you don't seem like a religious man, are you?
No.
Not me. Gods have to die. Elves have to die. Drow have to die. Humans have to die. Everything is going to die. Do you understand? You, Sweetness, are going to die.
Yeah.
And through that, you can attain such purity. such beauty, perfect stillness. But you've shown me there's so much more than just death and decay. I don't want to do it anymore. And there's barrels and barrels of explosives planted underneath the arena. So many enough to detonate it and bring it down here, even. And we don't need to do it anymore. We can live. Well, maybe you could live. But I can live. We could live together if you hadn't been shot through the chest. Why didn't you say it was you?
Trying to save you.
This... Look, I don't know how to get off this train. They're going to find out that I killed that guy. We're going to need to get off this soon. We're going to need to do something. We're going to get you off. We're going to get you off the train. And everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine.
Everything's not going to be fine. So if you want to help her get off the train, that's your role with mastery. Mm-hmm. And you can get her into the arms of the ministry. Or you can cling on to life and lose something important, mm-hmm. which probably won't be your sword.
I wasn't ever thinking that it would be.
Might well be this nice girl.
Yeah.
Well, so I say nice girl.
I was actually thinking maybe as a counteroffer.
Oh, please.
The last thing that I do mm-hmm. is make her swear to seek out my associates and join mm-hmm. the ministry.
Oh, okay. That works. Cool. I like that.
You're so smart.
That's much better than what we did with that guy.
I'm not going to have to die for it. Yeah. So, you guys
so yes, you get to roll basically all your dice. That's four, dice, please. Yeah. This is the last thing you'll ever do.
Don't roll once.
Oh, you die again.
Oh, no. Oh, that was a 7.
Okay,
that
thank God.
That was a really bad roll. Wow, yeah.
What did you get?
2257.
Oh, God.
So I'll suffer a bit of stress,
just,
I guess.
Just no, I shouldn't join the ministry. Good day, and she opens an umbrella. Okay.
Wait. Jessica.
Yes.
I'm not going to get up the
train. No, we'll be fine. We just need to slow it down somehow.
Shh. I just need you to do one thing for me. Promise me.
Okay, anything.
You don't know everything about me either. My associates. Mel, Sergeant Redweather, find them. Mel's a Vermissian saying she'll find you down here.
Right.
But with the ministry, you said there's more to live for. There's a cause to live for. Bring down the Elphir. Free the Spire. Help them free the Spire.
Okay.
Do that for me.
Okay, yes. I'll do it.
Thank you.
And you're dying.
And you're dying.
Right. Loving as well how you completely forgot Alex's character.
I think that's okay.
You got two people that you're associated with.
Look out, a sniper! Out
die. Genuine reason. Vermissian Sage really useful.
Yeah.
Have a bond with, like, Sergeant Redweather, so...
Ah, fair.
Have nothing, really, with
I mean,
character.
Associate is even too strong a word for our connection. There's also a guy that I sometimes work with.
Professional acquaintance.
How are you trying to find her?
We found our way into the Vermissian. It mm-hmm. took us a while, okay. Right? I just... can I send out my bees?
Sure, why not?
See, come in and they'll come back and they'll dance for me. And show me
give
where.
Give me a send out. So let's cast out the bees check. This is a spell casting thing.
Right, so I guess two dice in the same way that a bee one.
Yes, okay. Same one.
Gonna send out the bees. Is that a 10 or a 1?
That is a 1.
Oh, okay. And then, so a 6.
Okay, cool. You succeed. You take damage. It hurts.
Ow. Oh, do some of them sting me? Oh, no, I send too many out and my organs start failing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens.
They're too far away.
Well, no, you're fine.
They won't leave you behind, so they took along with them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, that works for me. I'll change that to blood rather than mind. Your organs start, like, it's dangerous down here, and the bees have to go very far, and so not all of them manage to make it back in time. But as you get in, like, your breath is catching. You feel like you've just run.
Okay, I pick you up and carry you.
Oh, my drinking buddy!
Yeah, I've done this lots of times before.
I keep sending out too many bees, and then you have to wait until more larva hatch. Feed me some honey.
Not every
perk
problem
me
can
up.
Be solved with bees. Go.
You
can.
You the bees communicate to you through the medium of waggle dance.
Oh, yeah.
whether...
For future reference, I know you have a character description. All I'm imagining is Bender when he's pretending to be a bee and he's got the black and yellow stripes. Like, it's all I can see now.
It's a beautiful and arcane dance. It's not twerking.
One of the bees has gone off and spoken to another bee from the high. Was it? It's from
the Garden District.
Sorry, no. It's actually the thing I'm trying to remember. No, it's gone. Just from a different hive.
Yeah, chatting with some other bees.
Chat with other bees. They are on the last train, which is terrible news.
Oh dear.
You know that it runs through here occasionally. Do you have any plans for stopping the last train or getting her off the train?
Well,
I have an idea for a really cool scene where she stops the train. If you want to, but if you have something cool...
Well, I was thinking it should be your plan.
It should be Helen, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, we've already said there's no way to stop the train.
Well, that's true. Like, you can slow it down or try and, like, grab her off it or...
That is what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking some kind of thing where, like, maybe we dangle from the roof and grab her off the top.
Errol Flynn style. Swing on.
Yes. Something like that.
Okay, cool.
So I think Sally Redford is going to, like, try and... Not scout out, but assess the walls for a good dangling point.
Surveillance, like, dot, dot, dot. Yes. You've got a fixture there, you can't knock through.
Oh, look, some mould.
No, who wouldn't imagine that's rising damp. Mould. You don't want to mess with
that. Habit's cursed, mate.
Oh, a demon.
Okay. Helen, actually, can you roll me another resist check, because you're in the Vermissium, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is a 7.
Okay, cool, you're fine. No, you're not fine, you're stressed.
Oh.
D3 for this one.
Happens if I get really, really stressed? I've forgotten.
Oh, you take fallout.
Okay.
So stress
is
everything bad that happens to you. Yeah, humiliation, or you get shot clean through the chest.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Or I get run over by a train
in a really humiliating way.
It's embarrassing.
You certainly find a place that you can hang from. Rather than dangling yourself off a rope, there's a bridge which you can get in place and hopefully make the jump onto there. And in fact, I ain't going to make you roll to jump onto a train because it seems a bit fruitless to have you bounce off the front of a train and die. So I think this is definitely within Sergeant Redweather's powers to.
I'm not jumping onto the train. I'm getting her off it, so I need to
But she won't know. You need to get you can't.
You're
going to
grab her. What's the deal?
No, I'm just grabbing her off the top of the. There's no time to explain.
No, but she's inside.
I thought they dropped onto the top of the thing.
Oh, like it's about 8 carriages long. There's various things that are covered and uncovered. So
Chunks are probably missing.
Okay, yeah. I'll drop in. I'll have to drop in.
I'll have to drop in on her. Just have a casual chat.
The train, you can hear that singing of the rails as the train comes by, and the roar of the engines, the stink of coal smoke in your nostrils, and then you leap. For the front, you can see there's a load of candles half guttering, half re-flaring on the front of the shrine, and land in an open carriage at the back.
Can I land in hero pose?
For sure. Which hero pose?
I'm sitting. The one where you have your fist down at the bottom.
The one that's terrible for your knees.
The classic.
The one
three
from
ball.
Deadpool, yes.
Yeah, you land.
Like that.
You land just like that.
Hurts your knees.
You take some knee stress. and Jessica is there, kind of astonished to see you. You can see that she is visibly distressed. There is a fresh corpse beside her. She can't really contain what's going on now. And so basically, you see Jessica. She has ectoplasm streaming out of both nostrils and one eye. And then being dragged away by the flow of the train and moths crawling in and out of her mouth and down into her clothes.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm going to check the corpse.
Oh, yes, that is your dead friend.
Hello! I hope you don't say that.
he's dead.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You're coming with me, Jessica.
Who are you?
Sergeant Redweather.
Oh.
Yeah, you heard of me. Yeah, good.
You're that terrible shit. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Yes, how are we going to get off? It's true.
We're going to have to jump. There's no other way.
Okay. Great. Sure.
Come on.
Okay. Do we need to bring the body? I don't want to leave him here. I don't know what they'll do to him. We'll burn him in a furnace.
There's not much we can do for him.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Okay. Sergeant?
You're my priority.
Oh, let's go then.
All right.
Let's go grab her and jump off the side of the train.
Literally, yes.
Okay, cool. This sounds like the sort of thing you need to roll for.
Yeah,
I'm trying to work out what skills this relates to. Pursue is generally your go-to for moving. Fight is for when you're in a fight, which this isn't.
Jump or train,
I think, by a train.
Resist could work, which you also don't have.
Do you have?
I'm just rolling one dice, is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Roll a dice. You know what? This isn't your purview of expertise.
Leaping is. I don't actually rescue damsels in distress very often.
If I've explained to you good places to jump off, could I?
You could be waiting.
Yeah. We've got a prearranged spot where you know it's good for you to jump. Yeah. So
I'm not jumping straight into.
No, there's an abandoned station, and I'm going to be there.
You've managed to non-Euclidean your way there quicker than the train.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Yep. Also,
I was there before. Like, we set this up when she was going to. She found the bridge,
I figured you were there when she jumped onto it. Right. Okay. Cool. Sorry, Ben. What you saying?
I just want to skip past the fact that I think Helen said she could jump into a bowl of ghosts. Accidentally, if Lydia hadn't.
I could set that up.
Okay.
No, I do not want the.
So I can give you that's an assist dice.
Two dice.
I think.
That's my.
I'm ready and waiting. I'm
ready and waiting.
You succeed, and you take stress appropriately.
Yes. Pro tip. Jump to the side of the train, not in front.
Yeah, there's a Prometheus line in there. Yeah.
You take a bit of a bump as you roll off the train, but you're largely intact. You don't land at the bowl of ghosts.
Good.
I stand there sadly with my unused bowl of ghosts.
Send this back.
Prepared all these ghosts for you.
There's a load of old flyers advertising the Vermisian station, which you collapse into, and they sort of spray up in the air. Jessica is largely unharmed from it, but obviously very shaken.
You're Mel?
Yes.
Good. Okay. We need to stop the arena from being blown up.
Okay. That's new.
Yes. I had planned. I'm part of a sect, cult I suppose, who taught me about the majesty of decay and destruction. I had a whole thing with your friend. But he died, and he showed me that maybe...
Oh, Monsoon.
Yeah, Monsoon's dead, yeah.
Oh.
I had to leave him on the train.
That's a shame.
Sometimes you've got to leave a soldier behind.
Yeah.
He died after someone shot him. And he showed me that there was more to life than dying.
Monsoon will do that, yeah.
Yeah, so... There's a large quantity of explosives underneath the arena, rigged to go off at the climax of the play tomorrow, the opera tomorrow.
Okay.
So, don't know what to do about that situation.
Sneak back in.
Yeah. Let's leave this train hell.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
open the door.
Out.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Off we go.
Yeah. Cool.
Sure,
okay.
I quite like it here, you see.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. It's been a day.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, yep. Opens a door. Right.
Two of her teeth just fall clean out of her head.
Oh no.
We'll
have to get you some more of those.
Opens
the door into a dentist district or something.
Welcome to Dentist Town. I'm from the Spire Sourcebook. Grant ran out of ideas.
It's somehow more horrifying.
Cool. Okay, so let's come up above character level for a second. Mm-hmm. Three of you. Again, you're late because you're late.
Yay!
Meet up along now with my NPC, who I'll try and have her be quiet and just answer questions, because it's never fun to have a GM sort of just, you know,
chatting away.
Yeah, GMPC. So you meet up and you are aware of a new development in that the Cult of the Hungry Deep are planning to blow up the arena at the climax of the show tomorrow.
So is there an easy way for us to sneak in?
Helen, you fought in the arena before. Lydia, you have the sneak skill, and you are also there.
Yep,
you've
got a gun.
It's not too hard to get in. Like, the difficulty would be getting them all out in time.
I can do
And
that.
Also, like, there's... Can you?
That's a new session. Surely.
Well, this is counting as two sessions, I believe.
Each pair of episodes is one session.
Yeah.
Because,
like, the session's about 2 hours.
I've already used up my back door.
Okay, cool.
So Monsoon's dead. That's a thing.
He got shot through the chest.
Yeah. I mean...
It was him.
I mean, he was really lucky it wasn't me, actually, that shot him through the chest, I mean.
Wait, what?
Yeah, funny story. But...
What?
Wait, but you didn't shoot Monsoon through the chest.
No, I didn't get the chance.
Okay.
It's just been one of those days.
Don't shoot us through the chest.
I'm not going to shoot you through the chest, am I?
Please.
So, I mean, we got to get... There's all these explosives underneath the arena, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How big of an explosion is it?
Well, we were planning on taking out the arena.
I mean, it's probably quite big.
That's pretty big, yeah.
I'd say there's probably about maybe 6 or 7 points, which they've put. We put a great supply of explosive. Spire Black, mainly condensed Spire Black from the works.
I mean, Redweather, you've been in the arena a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Are there any like entrances to the underneath that are like, you know, subtle?
Yes, but my question is, there's loads of Aelfia attending.
Oh yeah.
Do we?
Just leave it.
Do we just
to explode?
There's an awful lot. Sorry, just out of character, there's also an awful lot of drow. And
that was my follow up. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
yeah, I shouldn't kick in. Sorry, my apologies.
No, that was one. I mean, I feel like that might be a bit complicated as a solution. My main problem here is, I reckon I can't move that many explosives. They're probably quite a lot of them, you know.
Maybe we just warn the drow.
You know your, like, train door thing?
Yeah.
Can you just leave it open?
What do you mean?
Well, if we just open a hole in the middle of the underneath and just push them out through the hole... I mean, the worst thing we'll do is blow up a train that no one wants anyway, right?
It doesn't really work like that.
I mean...
You could repeatedly conjure them... Like, so you could open up doors underneath all of the barrels. One, it's a huge stress on your mind. And two, it would also fill your home full of explosives.
I think that...
Alex doesn't think this is a good idea.
Mixing large explosions and non-Euclidean space and the openings, the explosion could emerge
like
anywhere.
It
could amplify it. It could... the damage could be felt anywhere
right,
in Spire.
Yeah.
From vulnerable points, bridges, even the hatcheries.
Yeah, no.
This is not
so
a good plan.
I reckon we should probably, like, take a break here, figure out what we're doing,
that
and then come
good.
Back. Yeah. That might be a good
I'm
idea.
I'm off to just blowing it up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So, right, we've got a plan then.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that if we tell the captain about this, he can carry it for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also that's another thing that we have on him. I mean, him exposing...
I mean, it happened on his watch, but this way he looks the hero.
Someone that uncovered a plot is going to shoot up even further through the ranks. Hmm?
And then if a few barrels...
If
disappear.
We just don't tell him how many barrels there are.
Yes.
Maybe nick a couple ahead of time.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we can't carry all the barrels, but we could carry two, put them somewhere tactical.
Yeah.
Let's canopy go. Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it beneath all of those damn elf here.
It would also remind him to not view this as a perfect gift.
He blew up his paymasters afterwards.
You're really good at this. I like you much better than that other guy. What was his name?
He showed me the meaning of love, and now he's dead.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's a win then. Like, as a total net gain.
I guess it was efficient.
Shall we go and steal some
barrels?
God, yeah. I can show you where they are.
Wicked. Let's do that then.
I'm going to ask for a sneak check. Lydia, you can lead the party, as it were. So, like, you'll be moving people
sneak.
Through the... Yeah, you got sneak. You'll be moving people through the space.
Yep.
And that should let you...
So, two dice.
Yeah. Have you got low society?
I do not.
Okay, then two dice.
Six.
Okay, cool. Success with stress.
How stressed am I right now? Because I've done quite a few stressful
things. You're too stressed, Lydia.
I'm really unstressed.
But, like, I've marked seven, but it's all been in the right boxes.
Ah,
I love that you're dealing with, like, eldritch abominations.
I'm
and
doing
it's all
okay.
Like, yeah, I'm good. You've been, like, completely traumatised by being a chef. And I've been running around sniping people effectively fine. And Ben's dead at the start of the session.
That's the trouble, getting stress all in one, like, massive
the
lump.
The range is so massive.
Well, I just had my bees around me, and they've looked after me.
You managed to sneak people through. A few of the military there are interested in trying to find the mysterious leading lady who's disappeared. Well, you know, close to a leading lady.
Yeah,
there was certainly a furore.
Do we bring her with us?
Well, she needs to show you where they are.
Yes, that's true.
And so, as you can't
just imagine in the Thor type disguise with just a bit of cloth on the face, being like, yes.
You move through the crowds. The military have increased their presence after last night's debacle.
I don't know.
Debacle. Yeah, after last night's happenings. Fufarol. After last night, the guard have increased their standing in the city. You move through the crowd, largely unseen. A few of the guard are interested in seeing what's going on with this mysterious, beautiful, very, clearly very posh woman moving through Red Road, but she disguised her in some way. You manage to stick to the back streets and get down into the tunnels underneath Arena. There are a few gladiators wandering around here, a few lost actors, and secreted underneath around one of the support beams, behind several sets. There's wooden cutouts of carts and things. Here are six barrels of Spire Black. They're drums.
So we might be able to only carry one if they're that big.
That's fine.
One will.
If they're this big,
mess everything up.
One will do.
All right,
so
then.
Should we disguise it?
How? I'm
is
intrigued.
There any scenery that we can use?
Yeah.
Like some drinks.
Like
I was thinking the same
there's
thing.
There's a cardboard
cutout of
a barrel of Spire Black.
Yeah.
No.
Is there a pantomime horse costume?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a very long pantomime horse.
Yeah. Carrying the barrel in the middle bit.
Serious game about rebellion. There's a... like, you can certainly put it in a cart and put a load of other, supplies over it, like you're taking for set dressing. You
can
definitely
just have to remake these props. Yep, just fix them.
Just say that they're the ones from yesterday.
Yeah.
They're done with them.
Yep, yeah. Done with these props.
Yeah, we find a cart and are just like, this looks proppy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not actors. Our idol's gone.
Stuff, like some sparkly things.
Cool.
I mean, that looks sufficiently foofy.
And let's take this out.
Jessica watches the door for you, and
figure out how to disguise her. I've got a medical kit, right? She's just injured on her face with some bandages. Job done.
I got it. I see. Yeah. Nice.
Fantastic.
That's not going to draw attention to you. A big bandaged face.
Hey, look. As far as Tyrest's concerned, this is top notch spying. This is.
you forget who she is. You managed to get it out of there on the cart. It's absolutely fine. Are you stashing it anywhere?
The only place I know is the Bawdy Gents.
That's the only other location we've established.
Well, what I'm thinking is that we can
put it in the safe house or the Sickle Moon pub? Off the list of the locations.
So with the car, I can probably just take it straight to the sanctuary. You two are the guys who have the leverage on Captain Bonchance anyway, right?
Let's go.
I mean, you made it sound like you had him wrapped around your little finger.
Yeah,
let's play out that scene.
It's gonna go.
How do you meet him?
We still know his moves.
He might go somewhere else now.
I'm so sad I'm going to spend all my time in the Bawdy Gents.
Hope there's no bees in it this time, Ms. Myra.
But we know when he leaves the barracks and stuff, right?
There's been a massive...
I mean, I can find a connection. So if
you can do it again.
If I can,
who's he connected to?
If he's connected with, who else do we know?
Oh, I can ask Mistletoe to find him.
I haven't been here since the first session.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot about you.
I was developing into kind of an interesting NPC, but then we both forgot about me.
Yeah. All right, Mistletoe, we need you to find Captain Bonchance for us.
Okay. Let's just briefly prop out a character. You got to make a connection between Mistletoe and Bonchance.
Who else could we get a message to him through? So he's already... Well, could we give the bawdy gent a note to give him? Or...
You can, you can tail him... When he comes out of the barracks, yeah. He's going to be moving around. Thing, yeah. Seeing as you can disguise yourselves as a soldier in some way, it's not entirely out of the question to sidle up to him.
Yeah,
and just have a quiet conversation because he is bothered.
Yeah.
About you.
Okay.
So he's not interested in
Let's just sidle up. We can do this. Yep.
He's got some troop movements. He's smoking a cigarette, looking through his troop movements outside. A bar which the soldiers have requisitioned as a temporary command center, and you smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
And you just sort of appear, the camera just pans across, and you appear beside him.
Yeah, I do
smoking,
a sidle.
Smoking two cigarettes.
Hello.
All right, Captain.
We're about to make your day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
How would you like to uncover a plot that could, without your brave and intelligent leadership, have brought down so many famous, talented Elfir. And perhaps the entire arena itself.
I'd like to save hundreds of lives.
I mean, I am in that business. Well, give or take. That sounds great. I'm going to have to just sort of... I'm a bit pressed for time at the moment, given the whole, I've got to assume that was you last night.
Oh, no.
Okay, well...
Actually not, no.
Well, whoever that was, I'm pressed for time. So if... Listen, Sergeant, can you explain it? Because your friend's weird. And they are not getting to the point.
What I say is you
There's
won't want to light...
There's the arena in these places, and Sergeant Redweather tells them the places.
Okay.
You need to get them out, or they're going to go off.
Did you put them there?
No.
How do you know they're there?
Can't tell you. We have connections.
You're the worst double act. I hate it. It's hurting me.
I'll send a squadron to look at it, see if anything turns up.
It's there. You need to go.
You understand why I'm a little mistrusting of you, though? Sorry. You understand why I'm a little mistrusting of you, though?
We're about...
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. No, I'm dealing with them.
Make your day. Your career will light up in the way that the arena didn't.
Again.
Mel thinks she's so smooth, but she's just creepy as...
Super glad that you gave me this information, but again, whether or not it's true, I do have to... Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, they're going off at the end of Act 3.
Yeah, well, that means we've got 4 hours. Okay, yeah, sure.
There are a lot of acts and they're very slow.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Well,
we're seeing you.
Just know you always this one.
Sidle off again.
Yeah, great. Right. Piss! He goes and calls to Lieutenant Pierce and schedules a detail to go under. While you are in the back of the scene, quietly pushing along a car.
A barrel disguised as a large baby.
I put some clothes on it. maybe a hat.
Right. Maybe put a mop, some hair.
Okay. You are...
Very serious rebellious.
Serious rebellion face.
You are near the Elfir district. In fact, the three of you can all sort of team up near the Elfir district.
Yep.
You might as well
have
that. After you've very much taken the long way around. Yeah, much slower. And also, I think you want to avoid pushing a big old barrel with... even if it's so beautifully disguised.
Just kick it in the vague direction of the right place. And
just ride it Donkey Kong.
don't kick the bomb.
No.
It's perfectly safe, don't worry. Kick them all day. Unless you've got fire shoes.
Tyrus will
fire.
Oh, yeah, it's true, yeah. And so you have a big barrel full of explosive spire black and a juicy but very well-guarded hotel. How are you going to get the Spire Black into the hotel and blow up the Elfir? Presumably for a bonus? Because this is not part of your mission.
This is where Monsoon would have been so useful.
Yes, okay.
So
admittedly,
pretty.
He could have made out with the barrel.
he could have snuck it in with
the Elfir. As annoying as he was very good.
Thruster all the way in.
He was very good at being
high society.
Duplicitous, that's the one.
Can you remind me how the pub thing works again?
Once per session, you can name a nearby bar where the owner knows you.
Summon 1d6 pubs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the owner knows me at the bar in the Aeopia Hotel.
Yep, 100%.
And if we can get into the cellar.
I mean, you know what we could do? Or we could just deliver an extra special brew for the celebration.
I mean, you have established that you are involved with feeding them, right? That you're in the food industry.
You, the what's the name of the bar?
The Drunken Elf Ear.
The bar is called the Eclipse.
You forfeited your rights.
I'm not good at naming.
No. You're great at lots of things, and I really I love and respect you as a friend.
God,
but that wasn't
not
the name I was after. It is.
Patronise me on.
I'm not patronising you. I'm being kind. I genuinely have a great deal of respect.
Oh no.
The Eclipse is a very well-appointed bar, and the two bouncers there are rather unkeen to let you in. You seem rather rough around the edges. At which point, the bartender, her name is Jacqueline.
Oh,
Jacqueline, an old flame of yours. Well,
absolutely.
Someone who has a bit of a soft spot for you.
Okay.
If it isn't Sergeant Redweather, get in here. Don't worry, boys. He's with me.
Nice to see you, Jackie.
Oh, always a pleasure, Sergeant. What brings you out this neck of the woods? Isn't your normal sort of thing?
I thought that the elf here would appreciate my services.
As a sergeant?
We've been given some extra...
Oh, hello.
Hello. We've been given some extra special...
Sorry, is that B?
But me?
Is that a B?
Mead.
Mead. Yes, I make mead. It's a special mead that's been ordered for the elf here.
Right.
Special mead.
I didn't hear anything about... I do run this bar.
It's secret for the very... It's been ordered specially for those attending the opera. Unusual taste, you know.
You know how I could always get my hands on special...
I mean, get your hands whatever you want, Sergeant.
Oh, Jackie. Mel, what's going on?
They're holding the barrel up on shoulder.
I'm so lost in this situation.
We just need to take this downstairs.
Don't we have ourselves a little treat before we take it down, eh? I'll get a spigot.
We should probably taste it downstairs. You don't want to draw. If I was a patron at your bar and I saw someone having some, I'd want some, wouldn't I?
You are a patron at my bar.
Well, you know what I mean, though. I mean, if this is meant
to be. Who are you?
Hello.
Do you carry the barrel?
That's me.
Okay.
Barrel-y.
Barrel.
Okay.
Barrel.
Barry.
Look, Barrel. Teresti has no bluffing or social skills of any kind. Barrel.
Redweather, this is a new one, but I am interested to try this exciting liqueur. So tell you what, she calls over to a besuited member of staff. Just take care of this for a second, okay? Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And all four of you go down to the cellar and position this big old metal barrel. It's always metal. Oh, don't worry. There seems to be some sort of cap on the bottom.
Oh, wait. How about we? So this is the thing that I didn't want to say in public is that this is laced with, you know, those drugs that the elf ear are so keen on.
It's full of blue.
It's not something that you
just get so sad.
No,
so
sad. They've been on it. They've been giving me some. It's fantastic stuff. It's really interesting.
Listen,
you don't have to have any. It's fine. I'm just gonna. Just, and she.
I panic and clock her.
Make me a fight check, please.
Pick up something.
Okay, wow, with a weapon. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Roll me fight, please.
Yep. Fight.
Low society.
And low society.
She ain't posh, but she works in a posh place.
9.
Okay, cool. D6 stress.
4.
Okay, cool. You don't kill her.
Oy.
Is she incapacitated?
Now.
Oh, okay.
You hit her hard in the back of the head with a heavy wooden object.
Yep.
So, like, that's bad.
Oh,
for it's
passion.
what, this is good. We can get her to a safe place.
But I like her.
I can heal her. It'll take me 2 minutes.
You better do.
Just, we need to get her away from this.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Set this to explode whenever, roughly the time that the play would end, and they'd all be there for their, like, post-play drinks.
Yeah, okay, cool. That'll be a technology roll from you, Lydia. Fixed technology.
Can I assist if I have fixed?
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Then I'd like to assist you in that.
That's a D10, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a ten.
Oh,
feel it's not.
It's not a
naught. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yes, you can set up a rudimentary fuse.
Yes.
Around this, you put it underneath the bar, and do you carry? How are you going to get
it's
jacket
fine,
there?
It's fine. We'll just say that it completely, you know, it was strong stuff.
So oh, you can use. You're a cleric. You can heal her.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Like literally, do it now.
But you don't want to do. Like, let's get her away
from
here.
Carry her upstairs in a bed. Oh, she drank too much.
Let's make sure that she doesn't get blown up too, please.
Yes. So we need to get her out of here, then heal her.
Do I reckon she could survive being taken out of here?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You're a doctor.
Yeah, fine.
Put her in the car.
Sorry, you have a doctor's bag.
It's the same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, cool. Yes, you escort Jackie out.
Yep. If anyone sees, I'll just do the, you know what they're like.
Oh, she's on the blues again.
Yeah. We'll prop her up so it's like, you know, one her just between two
weekend
others.
Weekend at Bernie's it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you managed to get her to a safe location?
Put her in the car, just go.
Back to the safe house, I imagine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I will heal her.
Okay, cool. So she heals.
Well, no, if she's not on our side, if she serves Elfish, we don't want her to know whether. We'll take her to a room at the Bawdy Gent where they don't ask questions.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
I've never asked a question in my life, so.
Yes, we know.
I don't know the meaning of the word.
So all coming together, I give what I think's a sleazy kind of thumbs up. I'm not good with people. I'm so bad with people.
What a sleazy thumb you've got.
I proceed to attempt to heal.
Okay, cool. You've got a once possession thing where you can instantly bamf back three blood stress, which is enough to bring her back to her feet.
That's exactly
what
I do.
It takes about 10 minutes. You create... And also everyone else who's here. Mel, you heal some blood stress.
Yay!
Redweather, you heal some blood stress.
Yay!
Everyone heal... You're dead.
Oh. Sorry, Ben.
But whatever passes for an afterlife, I'm like...
I do feel a bit better. And she awakens.
I told you it was strong stuff.
What?
It knocked you right out.
I don't
even remember the first time I drank it.
Yeah.
There is a dull thump from far away.
That's completely coincidental.
I mean, that sounded like...
What was that?
I wonder. We'd better go to the windows and look. Not showing our faces.
As you can see the eclipse burning.
What a coincidence.
It's so lucky you got drunk on that stuff and we carried you out here, or that would have got you
this
as well.
It doesn't make any sense. And she just don't talk to me again. And she goes, this is oh, I'm sorry, Helen. Sorry, he didn't give her any sort of decent explanation for what just happened.
I know. Audio did not pick up on the immense puppy eyes I just
know.
Pulled.
Oh. You need to make those eyes real close to the microphone.
Can you hear the eyelashes tremble?
I mean, if you want, I could hit her again with that.
No.
Oh,
and so like she storms off. Do you follow? Just out of interest, are you going to try and patch things back together with Jackie as we close out on the session?
Chase her, Helen. Chase her.
You know what? Yes, I'm going to get one.
Lifts us up where we belong. as you run down, and like
Jackie.
The camera pans over you, over Jackie, like pushing you away and crying, but it's like just because she's stressed and you blew up the building she worked in,
yeah, and everyone that she worked with,
and there's also stuff,
so
that's tricky, but you know, at least as Ben pointed out, at least she's implicated in your crime.
Gotta be friends now.
So you turn up, put a hand on the shoulder, and I'm like, so there's this clandestine cult that might have a place for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, Jessica's totally going to recruit you.
The two of you look out over Red Row as the woefully inefficient firefighting services attempt to put out a massive blaze from the basement of the Eclipse. A couple of the floors have collapsed in there. Elfia are being carried out there on stretchers and running out screaming.
Mel.
Yes.
Did we win? I feel like we won.
I think it all turned out about as well as it could have.
And down, all the way down underneath Red Row, down in the tunnels, the cursed ghost tunnels of the Vermissian, the last train rattles on forever around the tracks, and we see, strapped to the front, the most beautiful sacrifice. Monsoon tight around the front, and there's a second as your eyes snap open, blind white, and we'll cut.
Yeah, best ending ever.
Love it.
That was good. I mean, we're atrociously horrible people, but
well, I mean, like, you're terrorists. You know, you did the thing.
Yeah,
you're freedom fighters.
It's not a game to be a good character.
No. But thank you for bringing it to us, and thanks for playing with us.
Thank you for going along. It was good.
Yeah.
That was. You know what? That's what I wanted.
Yay!
It sounded good. It
ended with some people dead, some people traumatized, others somehow having a breakup even though they only met a few seconds ago.
Are you going to join a cult?
Yay! And the person that's into bees still has most of their bees.
Yeah.
And Alex was
there.
I guess just really briefly as well, like if anyone joined it, you should probably buy Spire.
It is such a pretty thing. Such a pretty object.
So if you search Spire RPG, you can find it. But if you go to Rowan, Rook and Deckard, and that's Deckard spelled DECARD.com, then that's our official website for my business, and you can buy it there. We have it in PDF and print. We also have maps available of Spire drawn by Tim Wilkes and Lewis.
Pretty. Oh yeah, good.
Incredibly
dense.
You can
find the fungus van.
Yeah, you can find the fabled fungus van. And also, if you want to have a look at any other games I've written, they're all available on there as well. A lot of them are free. I'll pay what you want.
And we've played a bunch of them before.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And they're quite fun, so you should probably go for it.
Yeah. Oh, quite, yeah.
Ben, the reason why
yeah. Yeah, all right, yeah. Wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crisps.
Sorry, that guy. Bye,
guys. Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
The bar is called the Eclipse. It is.
See, this, Alex, is how you overrule naming. This is
under the
Grant wouldn't have let Mr. Ceiling slip by.
You named Mr. Ceiling.
No, yeah.
James Ross named Mr. Ceiling. But anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe.Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.